Joining me now is DeKalb County softball coach Danny Fish. Coach, first thing we'll talk about, let's talk about these last couple of weeks. What have you seen from your team in these last couple of weeks that you think the team is doing really well right now?
We're playing okay at times. I mean, we started out pretty good, and we've had a tight spell here the past couple games. But I really like our team energy and our team chemistry, and our team's willingness to persist and grind.
Coach, let me ask you this, because I remember one of the last times we spoke, you said that, you won a lot of games early on in the year that you expected to win, and that coming up soon you were expected to be tested. You were going to be playing against other teams that were really, really good. How has the team done so far in those tests in terms of against other teams that are really good?
At times we've played really well, and then at times we've not played so well. I think that, with our group, this is the first time, all of those kids are going through some high moments and some low moments, and we're continuing to learn and continuing to get better. But sometimes, you got to try to get out of your own way. I know that, we played in a really, tough tournament this weekend up at Waverly, and, beat a couple good teams and then lost to a couple good teams. And then, last night at Upperman, didn't bring our best effort, got beat there, but, it's all about learning right now, because, the season's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So, we want to continue to develop our kids, not only physically but mentally. And, I think that's, kind of probably where we're at right now is, we got some kids that are playing really well, and then we got some kids that might be struggling a little bit, pressing a little bit. But that's just part of it. You got to go through those things. You can't hide from them. You have to have the courage to step up, face, what's going on, and, hopefully get better in those situations.
When I look at this team, Coach, I feel like Ellie Cripps is actually, if you could only have one senior, I feel like she's the perfect fit for being a lone senior on a really young team, in the sense that it seems like when she's on the mound, she doesn't really get too high or too low. You couldn't really look at her and know if she was up 10 runs or down 10 runs. How important has she been in terms of just kind of keeping this team steady and not letting the team get too far down or too far up?
Oh, Ellie's been great this year, but she's been working for this moment for the past couple of years too, and I'm just happy for her and happy to see her step up in this moment. But she's Cool Hand Luke, and she, like you said, like last night was a perfect example. She goes out in the first inning against Upperman, makes some great pitches, and we don't make some plays, and but she didn't let that deter her. She kept working for the team, and we eventually found a way to get back in the game. And but she's been good out there on the mound, and really good leadership in the locker room and in the dugout. I mean, she's been there and done that. I mean, she's the only kid on our team that's won multiple district championships. And us losing last year and then finishing runner up with the kids that are juniors that were freshmen. She's really helped those kids. And, Ellie is coming, she can speak from experience. She's been that kid where she's lived high off the hog at times, and she's been that kid that's, felt like she was, at the bottom of the barrel. So she can definitely, relate to those kids that are, feeling good about their game, and, relate to those kids that aren't feeling good about their game, and help them get to the point where she's at now. So I just can't express how important she is to our club.
You mentioned earlier players that are playing really well in the lineup, and one name that consistently seems to pop up when I look at players that appear to be seeing the ball really well right now is JC Hatfield. And I feel like she played really well in the game that I was able to see at York, and I have to ask you, what's the key to her success? Because it seems like I said, that she's seeing the ball really well. She's putting the bat on the ball. She's hitting it hard. She's forcing defenses to make plays instead of, hitting the ball softly. What's been the key to her success?
Well, Jay's just a good player. I mean, she works. She's a relentless worker. But I'll tell you the best thing about Jay, she is, sometimes you get those good players that give you the yes, sir, but maybe, not really listening. She's a very coachable kid. The biggest thing about JC is that she's as good on defense as she is offensively. I mean, she's really solid at short. I think that she's one of the better players in her area. And, you know, she's getting what she works for. I mean, she's a relentless worker, you know, and she's a relentless team guy, too. She's been another big leader on her team, and I just expect her to just keep doing what she's doing. I mean, her freshman campaign, she had a really good campaign. I think, you know, she ended up hitting, you know, high 400s, 5 or 6 jacks, you know, about 40, 50 RBIs. She's on pace to do that this year, too. And she's just a really good player that puts in a lot of work. And because she puts in that work and she's coachable, that she's having great results.
That actually leads really good into my next question, because in basketball a lot, you hear coaches talk about, you know, good defense will translate into good offense, whether it's getting out on the break, getting stops and building momentum, what have you. Could you apply the same thing to softball where, you know, if a player makes a couple really good plays in the field, that could then translate to some confidence at the plate where they're swinging a little bit more confidently than they normally would?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the thing is that we try to tell them, you know, don't take your offense to defense or defense to offense, you know, when it's bad, but we want to do that when it's good, you know. But, you know, JC has a way, and our team has a way of affecting the game two different ways. You know, sometimes us as a society, you know, we talked about it before, you know, basketball, it's like how many points you score. In softball and baseball, people ask how many hits you got. You know, for us, we want our kids and our team to know that they can affect the game in multiple different ways. We want to take away runs. We can take away runs from the other team just as well as we can score runs on them. So, you know, we keep plus minuses on both of those categories. And, you know, defensively, you know, if you can take a hit here, run there, this, that, and the other, you know, you scrounge around and, you know, find yourself rolling into a W just by playing, you know, really solid defense. So, but softball and baseball, it's a game of, you know, very small margins, you know, and very small margin for errors, because usually if an error happens, you know, it usually leads into a run. So defense is very important, but more so than anything is we just want to have kids that have the mindset that they can affect the game in multiple different ways.